An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
Idol groups are known for their large teams. Seeing a group with less than 5 members seems odd compared to what you might expect from your favorite Western pop groups. These days, most K-pop fans are aware of big member group NCT. But did you know that there's another boy band that began with 21 members? Today, let's become familiar with A-Piece, formerly known as Double B, right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show, start.
In 2011, Golden Goose Entertainment decided to round up 21 young men from around South Korea and debut them as Double B 21, or Double B. Based on the number of members from their debut until June 30th, 2014, they were officially the largest K-pop boy band in the world. With such a large team and the creative energies of industry veteran Kim Kyung-wook behind their development, why have you possibly not heard of them? The first reason is that some believed the group disbanded at various times in its history. The most likely reason you've not heard of them, however, is because you're not in their target market. Although it's true that K-pop has amassed praise and loyalty in foreign markets, this group was developed with Tokyo, Japan in mind. Given that their history in the South Korean pop scene is limited, I'm moving forward with 2010 debut details versus pre-debut history. After all, we'd be talking about 21 people. We don't have that much time to get into each backstory. That aside, the original team contained 4 subunits: Sky, Earth, River, and Burning, because clearly it would have been too difficult to simply use water and fire. And Sky took on debut responsibilities with the solo One on August 25th, 2010. By December of that year, the group's name changed to A-Piece, with conflicting history on whether or not this stands for Angel Peace or to appease the ambitious needs of a label housing a 21-member boy band, and some leaving the group. In order to maintain the high membership number, new performers were brought in, and with that, the group opened K-Theater in Japan and performed daily from May 2011 until December 2014. Mind you, this was before their official Japanese mini-album release, which did not happen until 2012. By this point, they were not only back at 21 members, but also with a hyphen-free name and 3 7-member subunits: Lapis, Jade, and Onyx. Their entire career rests in the arms of Tokyo, and whether or not they've disbanded at the end of 2021, as it has been alleged, what remains true is that their Korean discography boils down to 2 digital singles and 1 mini album. They were never crafted to focus on their home country's audience. Singles One and SOS display pop ballad and generic anthemic vibes, respectively. It's less a reflection of them not being good performers and more of the sounds that were popular during that time in South Korean music. Do you remember in past episodes when I've mentioned the one band, one sound idea from the American film Drumline? A-Piece takes it to musical status with their song Loverboy off their June 2011 mini album We Are The One. The level of vocal unison is a bit unsettling. It's almost 2 dozen males on stage, yet it sounds like 4 are responsible for the singing. Each member certainly is singing, however. A quick search on YouTube of fan-made videos from their performances in K-Theater shows that the mics are indeed on, for better or worse. That's the experience of daily live performances and honestly sets them apart from most other idol groups A3 Day will explore. They are a theatrical act by design and shouldn't have a ranking because of it. Anyone who has experienced musicals knows that the integrity of the performance can change daily, and this group delivered on that for many successful years. There's sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my Megwallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the freshmen, student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian and exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacee TEDACG. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, day. And please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMBD, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.